Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Aaron Weber, Zach Townsend, Funny Bone this weekend, hanging out with us this morning. Funny Bone, one show tonight in Omaha and two tomorrow in Omaha. And Nick's doing some comedy in Council Bluffs at Maggie Mae's.
Tonight, 8 p.m.
What is this story, Todd? Because as you're going to Colorado today, you can ask around. The governor there signed a law protecting people's brainwaves. I started to read it. I'm thinking my brain started hurting reading it. How is this something about future AI or something like that?
I am not familiar with this.
Who sent this to me?
What was it?
Nick. You sent it to us.
I heard you say, Todd.
The governor of Colorado signed a law protecting your brain waves.
Is it about something to do with microwaves?
No, they think that people are going to, like, in the future, that
AI.
That companies and stuff will be able to get into, like, your thoughts. And just, this protects that. It's kind of like a preemptive protection.
Man, we talk about wanting to live forever, and we're obviously not going to, but the only reason you want to is to find out what the world's going to be. And that's one of them. So they think it can take our thoughts and just create you in the future?
Right. Okay, no, the companies will be able to be like, oh, how do we get this guy to think about KFC?
Oh! Mm-hmm. So he's that paranoid about it, huh?
Neurotechnology is no longer confined to medical or research settings, and that when it comes to consumer products, the industry can, quote, currently operate without regulation, data protection standards, or equivalent ethical constraints.
But see, Nick, you're thinking about KFC right now.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have to work real hard to get me to think about that. Other people, it might be like, hey, see, how do we get this guy to think about fried chicken?
When I read that, it just sounds batty. It sounds to me like he thinks 5G gives you COVID.
Well, but once again, he's not a freak governor.
No, he's not.
He's a hip dude. So I'm thinking, you're right, it does sound like a freaky thing.
I don't know.
Like, I'll protect you against brainwaves from the lefties or something.
How does neurotechnology, how do they broadcast neurotechnology to infiltrate our brains?
Well, that's what I wish I'd explained a little bit.
This part here, it says big tech firms like Facebook, Instagram, you know, and then Elon Musk's Neuralink.
Yes.
Are developing technologies that can detect brain activity, then potentially put it to commercial use. Mind-brain data has endless potential, be it to target ads, exploit human moods, sell more stuff, or regenerate lost brain function. And they say that when these things happen in a medical setting, there's privacy laws that are applied. There's nothing here.
But this sounds like mind reading.
That's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
And Facebook's going to have it.
Yeah, perfect. They're the ones That's working
great.
On it.
That's great. Well, I trust them. And, they've always had our best interests.
And so is Twitter/X. Our best interests are exactly
Have you seen Zuckerberg is looking pretty good these days?
Yeah, he shows up at the MMA things now.
Fighting shape.
He looks like a completely different type of dude now.
Right. I guess you get bored having all the money in the world and being a geek.
He's a ripped cyborg now.
He's starting to work out now.
Yeah. He's speaking Chinese, too. He sounds great.
He looks like a guy that wouldn't have had to create Facebook.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, he would have been in the finals club.
Oh, it says other governments around the world have been working to increase consumer protections when it comes to neurotechnological products. So
which
I guess
countries?
It doesn't say.
It's not a good sign.
But they're not alone. Colorado's not alone in thinking that this might be necessary.
I guess I'm just curious what we could do as a person to protect our brain waves.
Yeah. Tinfoil hats.
Yeah.
It's got to be personal choices, right? Like, I'm not gonna use Neuralink when it becomes available.
No.
I don't want to control social media with my mind.
Yeah, because, they start targeting things
it's going to go backwards the other way around.
Your thoughts. Mm-hmm. I don't want people to know what I'm thinking at all times.
No. We don't want to either.
Really?
Yeah. No, nobody wants to know that.
No. In any human's brain, we're all whack, man. Mm-hmm. You know?
Would this apply to relationships? Like, could your wife know what you're thinking all the time? This is going to lead to a billion divorces.
you'd be divorced that day. And vice versa. You'd hear what she's thinking about you, too.
Oh, yeah.
And you're
brutal.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah, it said it could be used to manipulate people's moods. So, yeah, if your wife knew how to manipulate your mood,
they do.
She knows that.
Well, yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you remember that movie, What Women Want, with Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
I just watched that. That is a crazy movie, dude.
It doesn't age well, does it?
No, it ages horribly. Also, if it were Mel Gibson now, people would be thinking way different things. Walking around the city.
Yeah, it'd be anti-Holocaust.
But it's just him walking around and just women going, man, that guy's handsome. And
I know.
I don't think it would work that way for most dudes.
No, that movie is crazy, and I remember seeing it. Isn't it Helen Hunt?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he
walks by the office, everybody thinks he's hot. Now, he's a good-looking dude, especially in that movie.
He was the reigning, I think, sexiest man alive at that point.
But
so he's
the movie
off
comes
of
off. It doesn't age well, you're right.
No, he's just using these women's thoughts to advance his career and then sexually manipulate Helen Hunt. Yeah, it's a crazy film.
Doesn't sound anything wrong. It doesn't sound like he's doing anything wrong to me.
Jerry wants to know if there's a pic of Zach out there so we can see. What's your long lost son looks
look up
like.
His social
How about
media?
You come to the show tonight, Jerry?
Go to the show. Go to the show, man. Oh, yeah. We found out that I might be Zach's dad. Yeah.
Well, Zach does have hilarious headshots online from a photo shoot from like 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
When he was trying to break into comedy, broke out his best jean jacket, and he's got his arms crossed as if to say, like, what is this guy going to be talking about? We were in Chicago, and they had the headshots up on the marquee outside.
I got a good one, too.
Dude, the shot they used to him is so funny.
I was so annoyed all weekend.
When you guys are in the bone tonight, Colleen can point out up top there, there's a headshot of me and Todd from 96 up there.
Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
Two words, Paisley vest.
No, yeah. Not that one. No,
different, is that a different photo?
No, this is actually, at the time, it was a decent picture, you know. But no, I have a leather jacket on. I think, Todd, the Paisley vest thing is some other lame photo from about that time.
But it exists.
It did, yeah. But no, this is a funny bone headshot, up there. Those are great. Because I know a lot of clubs have them up from years, and Colleen's got a ton at the bone.
Look
at some of the old school comedians.
You have just like an old file cabinet full of those things from over the years?
I've got three huge white boxes. Because
the ones that are hung up, right?
I started taking pictures in 1990 of comics, and I probably shot a roll of film every 2 weeks up until 2004.
Mm-hmm.
When finally the cell phone, et cetera. So yeah. I've got fun old pictures of Todd and Tyler and a lot of comics.
Aaron, do you have one of you, what's your first headshot embarrassing yourself?
Awful, dude.
Like Notre Dame sweatshirt on or something like that?
Oh, no, I'm wearing a blue button down. I was trying to be real professional looking.
Right.
I had horrible facial hair.
All right.
I got a huge hunch in my back. I mean, and at the time, I remember getting the photo going, yes, sir. I'm killing it out here, dude.
Didn't you tell me when you took, you were like deathly sick?
I
or
did
something?
A comedy festival in St. Louis. I had the stomach flu.
All right.
And one of the perks of being on the festival is you get a free headshot.
Oh, cool.
And I was stuck in my room throwing up, and I was like, I need that headshot.
Right.
So I used that picture for years, dude. I'm bloated. I'm like red. You can tell I'd been crying. It looked awful, dude.
Sweating.
And then eventually my wife was like, please get a different headshot. Like, this is humiliating.
But we weren't sick, but I'm pretty sure Tyler and I are bloated and crying. Most of our pump photos.
In the morning. Oh, most of our shots, yeah. Nick, is there a headshot of you? I've never seen a black and white headshot of you anywhere.
I think there is. There's the first one I had was the goofy, oh, you got to have the first button undone and be touching your chin and stuff. And a whimsical look on your face.
Yeah. Like, what's this guy going to say?
I'm thinking something.
All the cliches.
And Colleen strategically hitting that one. Like, you really got to look for Nick. It's a scavenger hunt.
I've never seen it. I've never seen that picture.
I've never printed a headshot.
Oh, you haven't?
No. Do you have the headshots organized in any particular way in the club?
No.
I know some clubs have like the Wall of the Dead, which I think is super morbid.
I have a box of dead comics.
That's kind of scary sounding, isn't it?
I was sorting through them a few weeks ago because it's the 40th anniversary of Funny Bones being not ours, but it's been around for 40 years.
The corporation.
So the big guys wanted me to pull out all of these, you know, Jeff Foxworthy flipping people off.
And I was going to say, Foxworthy's alive. That's
still alive.
He is. So I went through and I just went, wow, you know, here's
John Panette.
Robert Schimmel.
All guys we love on the show.
Bob Saget.
Saget, Panette, and Schimmel all on the show.
Vic Henley.
Studio.
Vic.
Gilbert.
Gilbert.
Oh, you're the dead wall would be kind of morbid.
Yes.
I don't know if I'd do that. I think I'd rather just keep in with everybody else.
I did a club that no longer exists. This was my first road gig in West Tennessee, and I showed up, and there's all these headshots on the wall, and I was like, oh, my God, Ellen's been here?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Dave Chappelle?
Right, yeah.
And then afterwards, they were like, oh, yeah, none of those guys have been here. They were like, oh, we printed those off.
Well, Colleen doesn't do that.
No, I'm saying.
None of these guys have been here. You're all excited. Ellen did this club. Cool.
Ellen's been in Jackson, Tennessee at this bar?
I'm sure she did
That's
well.
Where she gets her hair cut. Yeah.
What's she going to say?
That's like a Mexican restaurant a buddy of mine used to own. He would have all kinds of high end tequila on top of the shelf.
And, yeah.
You know, people, I don't know, we don't really have that. It's just a nice bottle filled with water. So it looks like we have expensive tequila.
That's good to see you again, Aaron, man. Thanks for coming up, Aaron Weber.
Dude, thank you all for having
been
me,
too
man.
Long.
Thanks for bringing Zach up, too.
I wonder where he's been.
Yeah. He's been thinking the same thing, man.
Yeah. I'm glad y'all could reconnect.
I think Zach Townsend, is due 19 years of child support.
Yeah, I'll send you my Venmo after the.
I think you can still pursue that.
Shut up, Todd. Aaron Weber and Zach Townsend tonight at The Bone. One show, two tomorrow. What's the website, Colleen, again?
Omaha.funnybone.com.
Got it.
Get those tickets. They've got to be e-tix. If you get them from another third party, they won't scan, and you got to buy them all over.
People have been getting scammed?
Yes, they have.
Watch out for that, then.
All right. And, Nick, you're in Council Bluffs tonight.
Yeah, Maggie Mays, 8 p.m. tonight.
Push next week?
A bunch of people. Yeah.
All right.
A lot of the regulars.
All fun.
And some surprises.
Yeah. Some other things,
pop up at the last minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler app, and also the live show from last Friday is up on all the podcast platforms. You want to hear Todd descend into madness. Drunkenness, I should say, not madness. You know, that's pretty much every day. Join us then. Yeah. See you Monday. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.
You're listening to the Todd. Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.